The full title is My Fighting Family, Borders and Bloodlines and the Battles That Made Us. Journalist and broadcaster Morgan Campbell lays out a rich tapestry of his family history, from the U.S. Deep South to the South Side of Chicago, and finally, suburban Toronto. It all started with his grandfather, Claude Jones, a jazz musician who had moved his family to the city in 1966.
And at first, he's very reluctant to come to Canada because he thinks it's far away. He thinks it's too cold, even though he's from Chicago. And I can tell you, between the two cities, Chicago is significantly colder than Toronto. But if my grandfather was not a musician, I don't know that anyone else in my family would have thought to come to Canada.
Campbell's book talks about the feuds within his family, but also how he developed his own black identity, one that is equally Canadian and American.
When people ask me, are you more Canadian or more American, I just say I'm both. That's it.
Between two worlds, I guess.
Yes, but of two worlds.
Of two worlds, yes.
Yeah.
His childhood featured many return trips to the Windy City, contributing to his dual black identity.
I'm Canadian enough to have, you know, drunk milk from clear plastic bags, you know, and to have cheered for Ben Johnson to beat Carl Lewis. But I also felt very secure and rooted in my black American background and history.
By his own admission, he was the worst behaved student at his school, and his mother warned him things may have turned out much differently for him had his family not come to Canada.
If we had stayed in Chicago and you had grown up there, or any big American city that's segregated with underfunded public schools because we didn't have private school money, you might have wound up in real trouble.
Campbell, now in his mid-40s, is a parent himself. He says, like him, his daughter will have her own black experience unique to her.
Both of her parents were born here, so that makes a huge difference because the connection to the old country, whether it's St. Lucia, where my wife's family is from, or the United States, it's not going to be as strong as our connection, as like my wife's connection to St. Lucia, because she spent her childhood there, or my connection to the U.S. But we still want to nurture those connections.
The writer and broadcaster maintains his story is just one of many, and that there is no one single black experience.
What we call the black community, especially here in Toronto, is so multicultural that the black community doesn't quite do it justice because it's a group of people who we have decided all fit on this range of phenotypes that goes from, say, Dwayne Johnson to Pascal Siakam and like all the colors in between. And we've said, you guys are all one group.
When in reality, Campbell says what we call the black community is actually made up of many smaller communities. My Fighting Family, Borders and Bloodlines and the Battles That Made Us is published by McClelland and Stewart. With the City News Bookshelf, I'm John Ackerman.